T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's football at 4, but when something big happens, I got to shift gears and I got to show a little love to the Astros in this particular segment. And last night was big, boys. Night of the century, Houston Sports Awards. We were there live and in color show, and Tyler and myself and heck the whole Odyssey Houston crew was there. Before everybody showed up and the festivities began, the World Series champ, the Astros third baseman, Alex Bregman, who was the host of the event last night, did a hell of a job, by the way. He joined us. He joined us right here on the drive, and I thought it was very fitting to ask him a question that had come up a couple of days ago. Where Sho and I... we were talking about Yuli Gurriel, and we were talking about, you know, him being a utility infielder, and Sho's totally against it. First of all, he's 39 years old, and then he can't play certain positions. And I just made the suggestion. I said, well, look, he can play third base. Bregman can move over to short if we need to give Pena a little rest. He can play second base if Altuve needs it. He can play first base if what's my man's name? First baseman?
Oh, Jose. Jose Abreu.
If Abreu needs it. And so, of course, Sho turned his nose up at that, dismissed me.
They're not putting him in those.
I mean, he just dismissed me and just completely poo-pooed on the idea. So I thought, you know what? And I had this in the back of my mind. If we saw Bregman, I was at least going to ask him. And so I did. Yesterday, Alex Bregman was on the show with us, stopped by. I think he outperformed Hannah Storm. I think he stayed longer than Hannah stayed. What do you think?
Stayed longer. Well, don't shake him off, Tyler.
Hannah stood up the whole time and was a little bit more energetic. But did you think he stayed longer than Hannah?
He stayed longer.
And he may have stayed longer, but Hannah.
I mean, see.
What?
I mean, I'm just talking about how long that they were on the show. I'm not talking about what
she looked like. I was
talking
about how long Hannah's legs look.
Oh, okay. Long legs got you.
There's a 10 up in there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I thought he outdid him. Here's the deal. Nonetheless, I thought it would be very fitting to just hear it from the horse's mouth. Let's ask Alex Bregman if he could play shortstop. Here he is answering the question.
You still got shortstop in you? Yeah.
Hey, let's just be honest.
Oh, after watching Pena play short and watching Correa play short, I don't think I have shortstop in me.
Don't say that.
My God.
Hey, all right. Hey,
could I,
there you go.
Could I play it? Could I play shortstop at those two dudes' level? No. But could I play shortstop at an above-average major league level? Hell yeah.
Very fitting.
Hell yeah.
Exactly what we – I mean, look,
that's the part you're taking from it.
The way –
Did you see his face? Yeah, I wish you could have seen – I wish there was a camera on
him. I didn't see his face.
No, he did. No, he laughed at it. He immediately was like, hell no. But here's the deal. The way in which he answered the question is very, very fitting to the conversation we were having. Can he play it to Pena or Correa's level? Absolutely not. We weren't asking if he's a starter, but can – then he turned around, poked his chest out, being the peacock that I know Alex Bregman is, and said, can I play at an above-average level, MLB level? Absolutely. So there you have it.
Yeah, I tend to go with the first thing people said. And the –
He owed his teammates the respect to not say – Carlos Correa.
My days are over.
Yeah, that was about his teammates and being trying to downplay how great
they
are.
The real was at the end, though.
I'm serious. You can't be acting like you do your bro's job better than they do. You gotta, if you're good friends with them like that, even if you think so, you don't say it.
When you heard that, Tyler, what'd you think? Could he play shortstop in a pinch if old Pena needed a little rest or something?
Well, I thought hell yeah, apparently so.
I appreciate you.
Let me try that. So when you heard that,
yeah,
do you think he'll ever play shortstop?
No. But he could. Hell yeah.
Well, why would he, with Dubon and Hensley as your utility guys, why would they do that?
That's what you said, to get Yuli on the field. Hey, let's slide him over in a pinch.
Here's the deal. The question was, if you needed to play shortstop in a utility role to give Guy Rick, could you do it? He said, absolutely. Absolutely I could. I could play it at above average level. Maybe. 713-572-4610. You heard the damn audio. Text in and let us know what you thought about that, right? Do you think Alex Bregman could play shortstop in a pinch? I'm not asking him to be an all-star. I'm not asking him to play Pena or Correa style. You heard it.
Playing shortstop. Hadn't thought about it.
Well, no, nobody has. They've had 14 infielders on the damn roster. Show.
I don't think you're asking the right question personally, but it's just,
what was
it's,
the question?
Like, to me, like, the whole thing is, you're saying, hey, I said there's only one place for you, two places really for Yuli to play. First base as a backup and DH, cuz they're going to put him in other places.
He's played other places.
I know he has. Yes, he went 39. And then have other options. Put your head down.
Boy,
yes.
you guys with these age deals.
I know it's crazy, but
it's nuts.
Nuts. Yes, the range. Yes,
that 39-year-old led the team in hitting in the playoffs last year.
Of course you're not.
Well, you're not talking about his regular season either, are you?
Why would I talk about that?
Why would you?
Yes, same 39-year-old. Was a batting champ a year ago, had a bad season, and led the team in batting. His age is clearly not a problem.
For the role of utility infielder, it is. He's a 39-year-old that's not playing second base or third base, especially not to move Alex Bregman over in the hole to play so he can play third base.
He could be a utility infielder to get to the playoffs and have his stick in the lineup.
Yeah, is utility will form behind first base when Abreu you need tonight.
You legitimately would go Hensley or Dubon over keeping that bat on the roster and in Houston
for them to play second base.
You wouldn't do whatever it takes. You would say to hell with Yuli's bat because maybe he can or maybe he can't play second base five times this year, or third base and move if you needed to, which you really don't need to, but if you needed to, you would really say, nah, we'd rather not have that bat but have Hensley and Dubon.
If I were the Houston Astros and I'm looking to fill the role of a utility infielder,
it's not that simple. Yuli's involved. It's not that simple.
Yes, if I'm looking to fill a role on the bench, a person off the bench, I would try to improve over the 39-year-old guy who can only play one position. That's so misleading.
That's not misleading. Yeah, it's very misleading.
You're asking me the question.
But the question is Yuli Gurriel. You can't take him away from the situation and talk about
him. And I'm describing him as a 39-year-old guy who can only play first base, who hit horribly all season long and had a magical two.
Here's a yes or no question. Here's a yes or no question. Would you be willing to part ways with Yuli and not have him on the team at all in order to keep Dubon and Hensley?
It's a yes or no question. It's not about just Dubon or Hensley. Can I improve the position? Name another one. If I were the Astros, I am looking to improve my utility infielder.
Name it. Okay, two utility infielders or Yuli Gurriel's bat in the lineup.
I believe that the Astros can, not just down the stretch, 162 of them, I believe the Astros can improve and have a better person off the bench as a utility infielder than 39-year-old Yuli Gurriel, who is only able to play one position. Yes, I do.
So why didn't you say yes?
It's not crazy.
It's a yes or no question, right? Would you rather have would you rather have one or two utility players that aren't going to touch the field in the playoffs?
I would rather upgrade over him. Yes, and that's not to say they're not going to touch the
Dubon disappeared
the field in the playoffs.
Dubon disappeared.
Didn't. Diaz didn't. I'm talking about replacing Diaz. I'm talking about replacing Diaz.
I'm talking about keeping Yuli or not.
And what is the role that Yuli going to play?
He would be a utility infielder.
Yes, and I think which is the role that Diaz had. And I think you can upgrade over the 39. Listen, my heart ain't on Yuli. Right?
Well,
I can look at it.
Your heart is on him being 39 years old season where he struggled versus all the good he did.
At 39 years old, well, we're brushing 162 of his games. away in his magical month.
No, you're brushing away the 162 he had last year that was better than anybody in the league
sure.
and the playoffs.
And he's aging. Isn't that a normal guy pushing 40 that you would think he would be closer to what he just did?
Say it again?
A guy who's pushing 40 over his last season, 162 games, a guy who is aging, you would think he would play closer to what he just did. I don't think he's going to turn the clock back and start being
He just led the team in hitting in the playoffs.
He got hot for a month. Let me just call it a spade.
I wouldn't say he got hot. Listen, he wasn't real hot, but he led the team.
No, he got hot. He was the best hitter. He was the best hitter. Yes, he was getting hits all game long. Hit well over 300 in the postseason. He got hot for a month. But I'm not going to say act like I'm ignore what he did for six. And to know that he's turning 40, he's close to 40. Allegedly, hell, he might be older than that.
It's unbelievable.
And you got to put it
if a guy's knocking on 40, or if he's had a surgery in the last 3 years, don't play him. Don't deal with him.
With the caveat he's of sore. Being one of the worst hitters in the league. Also adding that, like a Tom Brady, he could still go. But if Tom Brady was out there throwing like Ryan Tannehill, I'd tell Tom Brady's ass to retire.
Have you seen him today?
I don't care how many of y'all crush me because you have certain feelings about Yuli or me. But you deep down know if I'm trying to fill the utility role, I'm not picking the guy who's 39 years old who just had one of the worst seasons hitting in all of baseball because he had a hell of a month. The silliness is
you like there's two or three utility players on utility infielders, two of them at least that can play the infield. And it's just like, hell no, nah, give me a utility player that'll help me get through 162 and dismissing the bat.
And improved it. I'm not dismissing it. Like I said, you're on the magical month. I'm looking at a guy who is 39 years old who was one of the worst everyday players in the game.
He was one of the worst hitters in the game.
He was. He was.
Well, I'm going to have to do a little digging on that.
Go dig.
I'm going to do a little digging on that.
He was the first. He was the worst baseman in the league? He was a first baseman that didn't hit a home run for 3 months.
What's that got to do with anything?
It's a power position.
I mean, we know he struggled.
And he didn't get hits. He was terrible.
So you just dismiss everything that the guy's done before after he had a bad season.
Sometimes, this you want to know what this is really like and you don't want to admit it?
Well, it's not that I don't want to admit it. It's just common sense for me.
This is like us saying, hey, man, I know Zach Greinke had a bad run of it at the end of there.
I disagree.
And he's aging. But let's run him back because the year before Zach Greinke was a good. No, it
disagree.
Is.
Disagree.
Zach Greinke is aging, Greinke, and he stuck it up his last
Greinke
year.
Greinke clearly lost all of his stuff. That's like Drew Brees. At some point, Drew Brees completely lost the ability to play the game. But for 3 years, people were talking about, oh, he's too old. He can't do it. Forever, everybody's been trying to say, well, Aaron Rodgers is knocking on 40. He can't do it. MVP. Tom Brady can't do it. He goes and wins the Super Bowl. And I know those are the greatest of all time, but those are not examples. Those are examples of people saying, oh, you can't do it because you're too old. No, they went out there and didn't just continue to play well. They went out there and were the best in the league at it.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, we're going to lean on 39.
He sucked last year.
Clint, we know that. We understand that.
So what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the good he did.
He had a magical month. He sucked.
Did he have a magical year before?
He was good the year before. He is 39.
When he was 38, he was the best hitter in Major League Baseball in the American League. At 39, he had a rough year, and you're going to say he can't play.
He's 39, and he is not going to be an everyday player.
We're not talking about him being an everyday player.
And I'm telling you, he's going to be a utility player. And you need a utility player to be a player around the diamond and going to come up. He's not going to have a chance to flirt around and be the batting champ. He's going to get, four at-bats in a month or five at-bats in a month. No, I don't. I'm not betting on the fact that the 39-year-old guy coming off of one of the worst seasons from an everyday player in the league to bring him back as a utility infielder.
Why not?
Because I think you can improve upon that.
With who?
With anybody.
You can improve upon White Boy Chaz.
I don't have the list of utility infielders on me in Major League Baseball right now.
I'll tell
you what right now. Yes, right now I'd be willing to see the growth of David Hensley right now to see what he will be and see what he would look like as the utility. I would rather do that than bring back the 39-year-old guy.
You can do both.
But I don't want to just have a first baseman and a backup designated hitter on my team. That's filling the role.
Is Bill Spires available?
spot.
Hey, you done got me.
One bad season. Yes, there's. Oh, Joe's crazy.
One surgery, one bad season.
A guy 39 to go play around the diamond. Get out of here. And that's why the Astros ain't bringing him back.
You don't think so?
No, they ain't bringing him back because they feel like, well, we're going to prove over the 39-year-old guy. Like, listen, Yuli is great with in terms of team chemistry. And I'm not going to take away his postseason. But none of y'all.
What are you going to do if they bring him back?
None of y'all were talking about bring Yuli back when the season ended. None of you all certainly would say bring him back as a utility infielder where he could fill in sometimes for Altuve at second or Bregman at third. Nobody.
I don't remember having that as a topic.
Nobody.
The times that we've scheduled the conversation, hell yes we have. I'm not breaking, Tyler. I'm not through talking about Yuli.
Now, here we go.
You just caused me to eat up my whole damn football segment with Yuli arguments.
I will say it was thoroughly entertaining.
You sitting in there smiling like an outhouse rat,
that's
man.
That's right. That's what organizations do. Keep a guy who's 39 years old coming off the worst season and one of the worst seasons of any everyday player and rip him and turn him into the utility infielder. That's what championship teams do.
Championship teams with the luxury of keeping a good bat in the lineup because you know it's all about the playoffs may do that. We'll see. We'll see how it happens. When they sign Yuli and make him a utility player or a bat off the bench, we'll circle back. I don't know
who sent this in that Yuli ranked 14th in the batting average 2022. That's not true.
Probably talking about first baseman.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
I
wonder about that one. At 14th, first baseman, that ain't great. How many homers? Where are you ranking the homers? I know y'all can hate me all you want to. What I'm saying ain't crazy.